You are not alone on your journey. Listen in to the Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable with Lisa Belts, twice a month for your well-deserved dose of positive energy and your personal reminder that you are perfectly imperfect, and that's okay. Find your true calling and influence the world around you for the better with your profound gifts. Walk away feeling truly unshakable. Remember, God can't steer a parked car, so step on the gas now with Lisa and let Him do the rest. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is your host, Lisa Belts, and welcome to the Unshakable Living Show, where we help you be supernaturally and divinely unshakable. I am really excited for my first show, and I want to welcome everyone who's listening now and that's going to listen to the rebroadcast over the weekend. So since many of you are new to me, I wanted to take just a minute and introduce myself. So my name is Lisa, but it's spelled with a Y. It's L-Y-S-A. And a few months ago, God told me that I was also Lisa with a W-H-Y. So I'm Lisa with a Y in my name, and I'm Lisa with a Y for my purpose. And so before I get too far into the show today, I want to take a minute and thank the Transformation Talk Radio staff and crew, and especially Dr. Pat. They have been exceptionally good to work with, extremely professional, supportive, and helpful. So I just want to give a shout out and a big thank you to them for everything that they've done to help me get started. And so, again, just giving some information about myself, since many of you are new to me. My husband, Scott, and I have been married for almost 35 years, and we have three daughters, three grandsons, and we have a baby granddaughter on the way coming this summer, and we could not be more thrilled. So at this point, we have 3.3 grandkids. We are also pet parents to three dogs and a cat who are all just a little bit spoiled. And we have multiple grandchildren, dogs, grandcats. And they all live in the same area that we do. So we get to see all of them fairly frequently. And so I am also the author of a best-selling book on Amazon called Becoming Unshakable. And we're going to talk about this a little bit later in the show, and we're going to do a giveaway for both the book and the workbook. By day, I am a software IT project manager, and I'm also going to talk about how that feeds really, really well into my passion of my life, which is life coaching. So many of you know me as Coach Lisa, yet another name that I go by. And so many of you are going to ask me the question, well, what makes you unshakable, Lisa? Where did the title of the book and the title of your show come from? And so for the book, Becoming Unshakable, in 2007, I had this download from God, and He outlined several chapters, gave me chapter titles, and you know, I had the inspiration to begin writing my book. At that point, the working title of the book was The Journey to Becoming. And so I quickly got started, wrote three chapters, and just kind of hit a brick wall as far as writing went. I just couldn't get anything more going. And then He told me, you have to go live the rest before you can write it. And so the next 10 years took me through a lot of ups and downs that made me unshakable. And so in my background, I have been married and divorced and remarried, parented stepdaughters that were in their teenage years. And so on any given day, I was doing both geometry, and then after our daughter was born, ABCs all at the same time. Through the course of time, we also lost a business, and along with losing that business, lost just about everything we had, but we are still standing. And so life has its ups and downs. You know, life doesn't happen in a linear fashion. I think in our ideal minds, we have this idea that life just moves along chronologically in succession. And it just doesn't happen that way. Life has ups, it has downs, it has challenges, it has adversities. You never know quite what's coming next, and maybe a pandemic here and there thrown in. And so for me personally, my rock, my solid foundation has been my 50 plus year relationship with my God. And for me, it is Abba Father, my daddy God, it is the Holy Spirit, and it is Jesus, who is one of my best friends. And for me, it is a relationship. It is not about religion. It is not just about church. It is about an ongoing, day by day, moment to moment relationship with the Creator God. And one of the important things that I talk about in my book, Becoming Unshakable, is that I believe that we were all designed from a divine blueprint. Nothing about us is happenstance or accidental. The things that we really love, things that set us on fire and give us passion, none of those are accidental. When we are moving in our design, in our divine blueprint, God becomes super and we become natural. Together in relationship, God and I are supernatural. He does the super part. I get to be the feet on the ground and the hands reaching out to the people around me. That is my influence. I do want to talk just a little bit about my day job and when I discovered my love of coaching. So I have been a project manager for, 20, 25 plus years. And in project management, I help other people accomplish their vision. We have a project, we're trying to implement software, develop software, we're trying to make something happen. And so the project management piece of that is breaking it down into pieces, laying it out on a schedule, and then working with the other people to make that happen. Compare that to life coaching. And if some of you are new to the idea of life coaching, a life coach helps you define, identify, and develop the future that you want to create for yourself. And then you and I work together to make that happen. We put steps in place. We break it down. We put accountability in place. And we work on creating and manifesting that future that fulfills your passion. So that's where, for me, being a project manager and being a life coach are very synergistic. They work very much hand in hand. And so one of the interesting things that happened for me over the last year was, again, as I mentioned, I'm really used to helping other people create and accomplish their visions. One day God asked me what I wanted, and I didn't have an answer. I have spent my entire professional career helping other people accomplish their goals and their dreams. And so when he asked me the question of what I wanted and what my goal and my dream was, I was kind of at a loss. It actually took me some prayer and some thought and some digging into it to really figure out what did I want to do. And we will talk more about that a little bit later. But for those of you that also don't know what your purpose is or what your call is or what your passion is, there are steps that you can take to find those things. So I'm going to stop and talk just a little bit about my book and workbook. So the first three people to email me right now at coachlisa@lisabelts.com are going to receive a free copy of both the book and the workbook. And so again, that email address is coach, C-O-A-C-H, Lisa, L-Y-S-A, at lisabelts.com, lisabelts.com. So you will get a copy of the book and the workbook. of the exercises in the workbook is talking about your core values. And so if we again go back to that divine design, that divine blueprint, one of the things intrinsic to each of us is our core values. And so on my website, www.lisabelts.com, under the resources tab is a core values worksheet. It is also in the workbook that goes with my book. What this is going to do is give you a set of words, and you're going to start off with a whole bunch of words, and they're going to narrow it down to 15, down to 10, and down to 5. And those five words represent your intrinsic core values that you will not compromise for anything or anyone. We're going to go to a really quick break right now, and we will be right back. Again, this is your host, Lisa Belts, and you are listening to Unshakable Living.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Corinne Beerfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corinne and her services as a holistic heart-centered counselor, visit CorinneBeerfield.com.
Know your own divine magic and extend peace and love to all with Reiki Master and author Brett Bevel. Brett offers empowering solutions with energy healing modalities, magical awakening, and psychic Reiki. Brett's latest book, Healing Racism Within, A Lightworker's Guide, draws on his own journey of growing up in a racist community and healing childhood trauma. For more on the most cutting-edge energy healing techniques, visit BrettBevel.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Corinne Beerfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corinne and her services as a holistic heart-centered counselor, visit CorinneBeerfield.com.
And we are back. This is your host, Lisa Belts, and you are listening to the Unshakable Living Show. And so we were just talking about core values. And again, I just want to remind you that you can go out and get a free copy of my core values worksheet out on my website. And when you are living in alignment with your core values, that's when you find your passion and you are at peace on the inside. One of the other exercises in the workbook is called Peace Thieves, and that is kind of the opposite or the antithesis of your core values. It's what's robbing your joy, what's robbing your peace. But for today, let's keep focused on core values. And so, like, one of my core values is integrity. And so when I am put in positions that require me or request of me to be out of integrity, it just doesn't work for me. I don't feel settled. I don't feel okay on the inside. And so as you go through and identify your five intrinsic core values, these are beliefs or values that typically do not change over the course of your lifetime. Once you have those core values set, then you can take a look where in your life you are in alignment with your core values, and more importantly, where you're not. And where you are not in alignment with your core values is where you would want to do some looking of how or what do you need to change. Being at the beginning of a new year, a lot of folks are talking about decluttering. There has kind of been a large mass movement of people feeling energetically like they need to declutter. And that decluttering goes beyond simply things in your house. It can be people that you're following on Facebook or social media. If there are relationships that are energy drains rather than energy givers, you may want to think about lessening or setting some boundaries. It can be truly be clutter in your house or your office. It can also be clutter in your heart and your mind. I believe that we are made spirit, soul, and body. And to be a whole person and to function holistically, we need to be in tune and in balance in all three aspects of our lives. So you can take a look at what spiritual clutter do you have? What beliefs do you have from your childhood that no longer serve you, that worked well when you were in grade school, but don't work now as a professional adult? What soul types of clutter do you have? Your soul being your mind, your will, and your emotions. What kind of clutter there do you have that you need to get rid of? And again, some of those things may be in or out of alignment with your core values. If something feels unsettled, it's kind of an indicator to stop and take a look at it. And then your body. Clutter in your body can be things that you are eating or drinking that really don't contribute to your overall health. One of my goals for 2020 is to strengthen my immune system. And so one of the things I'm going to be looking at with my core values and thinking about decluttering is what habits do I have nutritionally that take away from my immune system? And those will be some of the changes that I will be looking to make as the year goes on. So the next thing I want to talk about, I'm going to shift gears here just a little bit and talk about the next book that I'm writing. And the next book is going to be a devotional, be a 120-day devotional. And God told me to split it out into three sections, one being the foundation, the next section being a frame, and the final section being the finish. And so for today, I want to talk about foundation. And so when you build a house or you build a building, one of the most important things is the foundation. You know, and if we go back to the biblical example, is are you building on rock or are you building on sand? When you are building on rock, and for me, I love the song "On Christ, the Solid Rock I Stand." That is the foundation that all of my life is built on. And when you look at your foundation, if you're going to build a skyscraper, you have to go down to go up. So God gave me an analogy or a picture of building, of digging out three levels or three stories deep, because I'm going seven stories tall. That will be my future business. And exactly what that looks like is still unfolding. But the principle is, if you're going to build something, what foundation are you building on? And again, sometimes we move into our adult life built on a foundation that worked for us as children, or you know, even into junior high and high school. Sometimes the foundation that we built on in college even does not work for us in our adult life. So take a little while. If you're a journaling person, if you're a meditation person, spend some time thinking about and focusing on what your foundation is. And does that foundation still serve you for where you are in life today? And more importantly, for where you want to build your life and go in the future? This is again where, when you are in alignment with your core values, when you are following your passion, you're going to find your purpose. God put those core values inside of you to fulfill your divine blueprint. When you are functioning in those things, whether that's being a mom or working or whatever it is that you're doing, that's going to bring you joy. It's going to bring satisfaction. It's going to bring peace. Those are the things that you want to focus on. You know, and it even occurred to me as women, when we put makeup on, the first thing we do is apply foundation, typically, and then you put the rest of your makeup on. Artists, when you have a brand new blank canvas, the first thing you do is put the foundation on the canvas so that when you paint on it, the paint doesn't soak through. So in many, many different areas and analogies of life, foundation is crucial. It's the first thing we need to look at when you think about creating the future that you are called to, the future that you want to create for yourself. So spend some time thinking about what is your foundation. It is also elemental to learning more about yourself. Again, core values are one aspect of how you are made, of how you are built, of how you're intended to be and to function. If you have not done much personal growth up to this point, one of the first things you're going to want to do is to really start understanding yourself. It kind of is that what makes me tick. You know, you can do, there are many different tools available, many of them free online. Strength Finders is an example. Your DISC profile is an example. Human Design is an example. Enneagram, there's any number of different personality tests that help to give you insight. It also will help you to look at the relationships, the key critical relationships in your life, and figure out why certain of them are working and others are not. If you're out of alignment, or if you have one set of core values and your best friend has a different set of core values, that can create conflict. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. Variety and difference is a good thing, but you have to understand and give grace to each other. That's where conflict can come in. And if you don't understand the root of that conflict, it can hurt relationships unnecessarily. But today we kind of want to stay focused on personal growth and being able to find out more about who you are and how you are. Because once you understand those things, then it's easier to design that future that you want. It's easier for you to look into the future and go, you know, what I want to do is this. And here's the steps I'm going to take to accomplish that. So one of the things I do want to mention is that on my website, I also do a 30-minute free coaching session for anyone who is interested in life coaching and anyone that's interested in figuring out that future that you want to design, but you need some input, you need some accountability. So again, if you go out to the website, lisabeltz.com, there is a tab for coaching. If you go to my coaching page, you can sign up for a free 30-minute coaching session where you and I can talk about how coaching might help you. And it is not just a sales call. It is truly a coaching session. We're going to take something and work through it so that you get a feel for what coaching is all about and what that would look like if you wanted to engage in coaching going forward. Along those lines, I do want to share a testimony from one of my clients who is, we did a 6-week coaching program. And her comment is, if you don't think you need a coach, you haven't yet met Lisa. Lisa helped set me up for success personally, professionally, and spiritually by allowing me the opportunity to authentically answer the spot-on questions and discover the direction I truly felt led to follow. Lisa showed me how to maximize my time, set attainable goals, and my business framework is now set in motion. Not only do I have a structure, but I have a partner coach who supports and encourages me to action. I am forever grateful for Lisa's guidance and wisdom. So coaching, again, you think about a professional athlete, even professional athletes have coaches. Why? Because we need someone objective outside of ourselves to show us the things that are sometimes obvious to others, but not obvious to ourselves. You also sometimes just need someone to talk through things with, to vent with, to explore with. And so, again, I encourage you, whether it's me or someone else, if you are wanting to design your future, look into hiring a coach. It is money invested in you, and it is also money exceptionally well spent. So again, for this being my first show, I also want to let people know that this show is going to air every two weeks. It's the second and fourth Wednesdays of each month at 6 p.m. Mountain. And Transformation Talk Radio is available in 120 countries. So this is available literally worldwide. And for those of you outside the U.S., I do already have clients in other countries. So we are not limited just to the U.S. I will have guests on the show going into the future. I am in the process of lining up several of those guests right now. We'll be talking about such topics as unshakable faith, unshakable abundance, unshakable health, unshakable nutrition, and many, many other things. So I hope you will tune in the future. And again, I want to thank everyone for joining me on my premiere episode tonight. I know we had some sound issues, so we'll get those worked out before the next show. And hopefully everything will go smoothly, and we will talk to everyone very, very soon. Thanks. Good night. You've been listening to The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable with Lisa Belts. Tune in twice a month for your well-deserved dose of positive energy and your personal reminder that you are perfectly imperfect, and that's okay. Find your true calling and influence the world around you for the better with your profound gifts. Walk away feeling truly unshakable. Remember, God can't steer a parked car, so step on the gas now with Lisa and let Him do the rest.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.